Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? Hour number two of USA Prepares. So, Dr. Shealy, I met this woman at one of our expos many years ago, and she had a Polish-sounding last name. And I said to her, so, are you Polish? And she said, well, my husband's Polish, and I'm Polish by injection. So that leads us to this case of this 46-year-old woman with a severe allergy to penicillin. She had sex with her husband and without a condom, and she went into anaphylactic shock because he was taking penicillin as an antibiotic. So, is this something that is on the rise? Is this something that's always been there? Is this something that we just didn't know about? What are your thoughts on this, Dr. Shealy?
Well, obviously, if you're that allergic to a trace of penicillin, then, you know, it would be wise, if you are a woman, not to allow intercourse, or at least use a condom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about saliva? Same thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and Dr. Shealy, can you tell us what actually is anaphylaxis, or an anaphylactic shock?
Well, it's your blood pressure dropping to a level that makes you pass out or have a seizure.
Mm-hmm. I once had a scan, a CT, and they used a contrast dye which had iodine in it, and within minutes I had a rash. Having difficulty breathing. Is that anaphylactic shock?
Well, that's not shock. A rash, you can have all kinds of allergic reactions, including, you know, asthma-like symptoms, et cetera, mm-hmm. rashes, even nausea, et cetera, but that's not shock.
Okay. Okay. Anaphylactic shock.
Serious.
Okay.
You can die.
Okay. And they immediately gave me an injection of
adrenaline.
Yeah. And fixed me up within, you know, 15, 20, 30 minutes. Okay. One of the things I wanted to discuss with you is heating systems. And the class may be thinking, why would we be talking about heating systems when Dr. Shealy is a medical doctor? So I have a whole bunch of questions that relate to recirculated air, mold in the air, and things like that. So, of the heating systems, as the weather gets colder, and there's several heating systems. One is you can have a resistive electric baseboard, and it's kind of like having a toaster with a covering on it, and the element gets really hot, and it heats the air, and the hot air rises out of the baseboard. And that's a heating system that does not have any ductwork at all. And I would think that
we've had at our house for 30-plus years.
And I was going to say that I think of all of the heating systems, that is probably the one that is the most safe in terms of mold and bacteria landing on it, because that heating element gets so hot, it will kill any living thing, I would think, because, you know, we're talking well over 200 degrees for the heating element. But then there are other heating systems like baseboard, hydronic baseboard, which the water might approach 160 degrees. It's probably set to 170, 180 to travel through the pipes, but it really doesn't get quite that hot because of the heat losses, which it's supposed to have anyway. And so I would think bacteria and mold, and, you know, from the summer months, and the dust could build up on the heating system radiators or baseboard. Then I was thinking about the worst of them all, and that would be the kind that has ductwork. So you have, it's called a hot air furnace or a heat pump type system where you heat and cool with the same ductwork. And so it's dark in there. There's no light in the ductwork. It's usually metal. Some of it might be plastic, but most of it's metal in the areas that get the hottest. And sometimes they're insulated on the inside with kind of not fiberglass, but a fiber material, kind of like synthetic rug padding. It's kind of like that to absorb the sound, and that's on the inside of many of these ducts. Dr. Shealy, are you concerned about the moisture from the air conditioning system entering the ductwork in the summer? Then there's a period where you have no heat, and then you go to heating. So there's moisture.
I'm laughing because I actually do use air conditioning in one room in my house. That's my bedroom. And I never turn on the heat in the winter. No matter how cold it gets, I just put on more cover.
Well, what I was thinking is, what about the potential for mold to grow in that moist ductwork in a typical American heating system? You know,
Well, this area is famous for its mold. I mean, I get patients all the time who've got all kinds of allergic and immune problems because of exposure to mold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so what is a person do that is allergic to mold? Where do they go?
Well, they have to be phenomenally compulsively clean and have their ductwork clean and everything in the house clean on some kind of regular basis. I don't know what the answer is ultimately. I know when we lived in Wisconsin, we had an electronic, some kind of thing inside the ductwork, which was supposed to kill mold.
Mm-hmm. Well, I built one for our house, and what I use is ultraviolet light.
Yeah, I like ultraviolet.
So what I did, class, if you're wondering how I did this, I got two ultraviolet tubes. They're actually like fluorescent light bulbs, and they're called PL13, PL Philips Lighting -13. They're 13 watts, and so it runs on a fluorescent type ballast, and these tubes are about, let's say, 10 inches long. And I have the socket for the tube, and I drilled a hole inside the duct to the ductwork, and I just stuck the tube in there. So it has a seal, so air can't leak out of the ductwork, and I can just take out a couple screws, two screws in the ductwork, and change the bulbs once a year. The bulbs have a ballast that is kind of like a wall wart type power supply, and there's a little wire, you know, a couple conductors that run from the power supply to the ultraviolet light tube, and they run 24/7. So they don't come on necessarily when the heating system comes on. They're on all the time. So in this case, I'm willing to spend 13 watts of electricity to clean the ductwork 24 hours a day. And the life expectancy of these particular fluorescent ultraviolet light tubes is 8,000 hours, which means that if you leave them on 24/7, they are worn out in a year. Now, they say that the tube will actually last longer than that, and it will appear to work longer than that, but the ability to deliver ultraviolet light diminishes over time. So it may appear to work, but it's not working at full tilt. So I just wanted to share that. But do not do not, let me say it a different way, do not look at ultraviolet light. Even
right.
though, it, you know, yeah. And so what is ultraviolet light? Well, you've seen it, class. You've seen it at those restaurants. You'll see these things hanging on the wall, and it kind of has an eerie bluish type glow to it. That's an ultraviolet light that purifies the air in the restaurant. Okay? And if you've seen the glow-in-the-dark kinds of colors, like at a funhouse, that is illuminated with ultraviolet light. So I just want to share that with you. But
interestingly, way back in the 50s, when I was in medical school, the operating rooms at Duke University had ultraviolet light, and they helped sterilize the air. They had to wear goggles.
Yes, because those who didn't couldn't see after that.
You get sunburn of your eyes.
Right, right. Okay, any other comments about ultraviolet purification of air, Dr. Schilling?
Well, we also use it to purify our water out of the farm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just want to be certain.
Yeah, and that's a very, very good point. So I think what you're saying, Dr. Schilling, is you can test the water, you can test it today, but something could happen after the water's tested that you don't know about. Somebody upstream from you, upstream in the aquifer, or if there's a railroad track near your well, or there's a road where the 18-wheelers go thump, 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 thump down the road, that constant vibration weakens the seal around the well casing so that if there's a flood, that the toxins that are the toxic soup that's in the flood, you know, the antifreeze, the motor oil, the Roundup, the insecticides, the pesticides, you know, all that stew that's mixed with the flood water can go right down your well casing because of the opening that's made by the railroad cars going thump, thump, thump over the cracks or seams in the railroad tracks, the joints, and in the potholes in the road where the 18-wheelers hit them and hit them and hit them. That vibration can open up that seal, and then you can have a polluted well, and you didn't know about it because you just had your water tested, you know, one day, and the next day you have this rain. Or there's a rain someplace else that messes up the aquifer. So, yeah, I think it's great that you're doing that. And we do. I bought one, and I bought an ultraviolet light. And the way this works, Dr. Schilling, you want to talk about how that works, or do you want me to?
You.
Okay. So it's a mechanical system. And same ultraviolet light tube, but it's longer. And what happens is you have a quartz tube, and inside this quartz tube is the ultraviolet light. And then around that quartz tube is there's some space for water to flow, and then there's the water pipe. So you have a tube within a tube, and the water flows around the ultraviolet light, which passes through the quartz inside tube, and that lasts, you know, 8,000 hours as well, and that ultraviolet light destroys the DNA, as I understand it, of these bacteria, so they're rendered harmless, or almost harmless, or most of them are harmless, so maybe one or two or three get through, but most of them are taken apart by the ultraviolet light. And again, you're looking at consuming electricity to do this. It would be a system for your home. It will not help your neighbors. It just helps you. And the one I bought, I think, was about $200. And then plus, we would install our own. So, any comments before we... Well, we're out of time. Let's talk about that when we come back with Dr. Schilling.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking about heating systems, and I just wanted to mention very briefly that there are a number of potential problems with heating systems. So if you have an oil burner, there could be a heat exchanger leak if you have an oil burner that heats air, okay, and circulating air around an oil burner. So the exhaust gases can get into the ductwork, and you can slowly asphyxiate. But you'd smell that for the most part. I'm not saying don't worry about it. I'm saying you probably smell it. It smells like breathing in the back of a 1950s city bus exhaust. Now, if you have natural gas, it doesn't smell very much at all, and there could be a heat exchanger leak, and you could have exhaust gases entering the ductwork of your natural gas or propane.
We actually had that happen in Boston in an apartment, okay. Natural gas leak.
Okay. What happened, Dr. Shuley?
Well, fortunately, we smelled it in time, and the city came and took care of it.
Okay. And that happens because you're dealing with moisture and heat, and it causes rust, and the heat exchanger can rust out. And, yeah, so what we're talking about is a natural gas or propane heating system uses a flame, and the combustion products are toxic. And that can enter your heating system. So you need to be careful about that. So probably, I mean, there's no really perfect heating system. If you have hydronic heating system, you've got probably plastic plumbing embedded in the floor or concrete floor or under the wooden floor, and you can always have a leak there. That's a problem. But regardless of the source of the heating system, unless it's completely solar, whether it's electric or whether it's gas or propane or natural gas or an oil burner or electricity, there's pollution somewhere as a result of that. And then I was thinking about electric blankets, Dr. Shuley, because I guess no discussion would be complete. And I couldn't believe it. So I just went to a search engine, DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo is the search engine I'm using. And they don't report what your searches are, allegedly. So compared to Google and, you know, some of the others who do and collect, these guys say they don't do that. I don't know if I believe them, but that's what I'm using for now. So I typed in electric space blanket. I can't believe it. They're still selling those things, Dr. Shuley. You can get them delivered from Amazon for less than $50. You can get a flannel or a throw or a Sherpa electric blanket. Just plug it in and instant heat. What are your thoughts about that, Dr. Shuley?
Well, that particular electricity is not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So it can cause damage to your entire electrical and immune system.
And I remember when, you know, in the 1950s when they first hit the market, it was the coolest thing. You could just turn that dial, and it'd be so nice and toasty under there. It was great. But then we had concerns. There were several kinds of concerns. There were fires. The blankets would catch on fire. But there was this thought, you know what, this is not good for you. This is not good. And so we used them for a very short time and got rid of them. And they're still selling them. Do you think they've changed in their technology, or do you think it's still one of those heating elements through that through the wire that weaves its way through the blanket?
No good. You know, interestingly, by the way, all to my knowledge, water beds also have that kind of heat in them, and it's not healthy for you.
Yeah, and there's a medium to. I wonder if the electromagnetic frequency is the 60 cycle frequency that's in the blankets, for example. I wonder if that would get absorbed by the water and kind of mitigate some of the effects, or whether it would just not mitigate them. I don't know. Do you know, Dr. Shuley?
I don't know. I just know that they're not healthy.
Okay. All right.
Like,
so
like
back to
tubes. The rest of tubes,
yeah.
Overhead are especially on the health.
Yeah, I've got them way up in the... Well, I used to have them in the studio. I don't have them anymore. But what I would do is I'd wrap the cathode and anode ends of the tube itself at the extreme ends of the tube with aluminum foil taped around it about 3 inches wide to mitigate some of those effects.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The 100th annual Veterans Day Parade is stepping off at this hour in New York City, the largest such ceremony in the nation to honor veterans. This woman, Colleen Rudolph, is a captain in the U.S. Marine Corps, and she says,
an already spectacular event with over 25,000 veteran organizations and active duty military is only made better by the VIPs that we have here today.
One of those VIPs, President Trump, who just finished speaking at the event. The first public impeachment hearings are set for Wednesday. State Department officials William Taylor and George Kent will be the first to appear in the public phase. In closed-door impeachment depositions, the two have detailed concerns with the Trump administration pressuring Ukrainian officials to investigate Joe Biden and his son. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're take my when you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, how would you like our audience to contact you should they want to set up a telephone or a Skype conference or come see you in person in Springfield?
I am notoriously bad about scheduling things because I don't know what's already been scheduled. So it has to be done through the office, 417-351-5221.
Okay, class, that is in the Central Time Zone in Springfield, Missouri area. 417-351-5221. Or you can go to the internet and contact Dr. Shealy through the information on his website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, we're talking about lighting. And from my perspective, I miss the incandescent lights. I like them the best.
I agree.
But fluorescent lighting gives a, instead of a point source for lighting, it gives you, you know, a long tube, whether it's 2 feet, 4 feet, 8 feet long, or a U-shaped fluorescent tube. It's not like LED lighting that comes from like a single point. And the LED lighting hurts my eyes. I don't like it. I don't like it when I go into the stores because they have unfiltered LED lighting. And I'm concerned about the ultraviolet that is emitted from the LED lights that are unfiltered. Do you have a concern about that?
I don't know, because I don't have enough experience with LED. There's one use that I do have for a fluorescent tube. It is tells me that my rejuvenatrix is working. When you lie on the rejuvenatrix mattress, yeah. If you just touch a, let's say, a 18 or 24-inch fluorescent tube, it lights up in your hand. It tells me it's working.
So you're talking about just having a tube without being connected to a socket or electricity or power or ballast of any kind, it will light up the fluorescent tube.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm wondering, other than incandescent lighting, the old Edison light bulb with the filament, I'm wondering if there is a safe life source or light type. And I think the answer is, it doesn't look so good for a safe one. And I see that stores can't wait to get rid of their fluorescent lighting that's way up in the air at a distance that, you know, is the farther away it is from you, the safer it is. And they're replacing those with LED fluorescent-like tubes. They are long tubes, but they're LEDs. And in the area where the customers are, they are unfiltered. So they have these little LEDs populating along a tube, and there are these little point sources, and they're blinding to me. I really don't like the color. I don't like the way they work. But I noticed at Aldi, where you are looking for food, in the aisles, they now have these LEDs that are really bright. And over the cash registers, they have different lighting. The lighting there is more like the fluorescent lighting. Interesting to me. Or it could be LEDs that have filters on them, but it's not the same as where the cashiers are not spending their time. So I just wanted to mention that. I really like the incandescent light bulbs. The only problem with them is they burn out quickly, and they use probably 3 or 4 times the amount of electricity per lumen that the LEDs use. Okay. So there was this guy who was wearing a Fitbit. Now, that's one of those wristwatch-like devices that measures his vitals. And it transmits them to the internet through Wi-Fi. And he was wearing one of these, and it left him with third-degree burns because the battery failed, and it was strapped to his wrist, and it got really, really hot and left him with third-degree burns. He had trouble getting this device off because his wrist was being burned. Well, some people who work in the medical field are told that they cannot get health insurance unless they wear these things, because that's a contract with their employer and the Fitbit company to track data of employees. To me, I'd have a problem with that. So we had one of our instructors came over yesterday, and she was sitting at the kitchen table, and she had, I said, is that one of those Fitbit things? Because it has a display that's off. And I said, how fast can you take that off? She took it off really, really fast. And I said, the reason I'm asking you that is because what if that thing started catching on fire on your wrist? How long would it take you to get it off? And she, yeah. And, you know, we didn't used to have to worry about things like that, because if we wore a watch and it were a battery-powered watch, the battery would be encased in a metal case. But no, now we have these improved devices that are plastic. And that's another question, Dr. Sheely. Plastic on the body. Is that a concern for you?
Yes.
Okay. So
gold,
does that plastic...
Gold, or stainless steel, period.
What about silver?
Yes.
Okay. So gold, silver...
I guess I don't have my silver stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, watches used to be made out of gold when we used to wear them. And, mine were all stainless steel. You know, I have like a skin diver style watch, and it was stainless steel with a stainless steel bracelet or a leather band. But I see so many people now wearing plastic, and they don't realize that the plastic is being transferred to their skin, kind of like... Oh, maybe a nicotine patch would be, or a medical, right?
Which is most dangerous, nicotine or plastic?
Yeah. Yeah, so I just wanted to mention to our class so they can think about this. Well, there is a norovirus that has been spreading from shopping carts in England, Dr. Sheely. So people are going shopping. They are sick. They push these carts around the supermarkets, and the next one that handles that shopping cart gets the pleasure of norovirus. What are your thoughts about shopping, the Christmas season, Thanksgiving, traveling?
When it is offered, I do use the alcohol swipes that some places allow you to use to wipe off the handles, at least. But not all places have it, and I don't know how effective a quick wipe with an alcohol wiper is.
Yeah. And you know, some do and some don't. Some locations do and some don't. And I'm thinking about the people who will be traveling through the Christmas season. They'll be in those aluminum tubes with wings and recirculated air, and the people next to them hacking and coughing and, you know, all kinds of diseases from all different countries. And, oh, man. Why? Why do that? Why go in those tubes if you don't have to? And buses. So you've got buses recirculating the heated air. And, you know, I'm sure they disinfect the bus heating systems, you know, weekly, right? I'm actually kidding. I don't think they ever disinfect them. Yeah. Seriously. And then subways, buses, taxis, airplanes. I don't want to be in mass transit, Dr. Sheely. What are your thoughts about avoiding getting a serious disease or illness when traveling? What would you recommend we do?
Well, I just had this trip out of, you know, it wasn't that far, but a lot of strangers. And when I came home, I took 150,000 units of vitamin D3 prophylactically. I mean, if I had felt a virus coming on, I would have taken it 3 days in a row, but I just took a single $150,000 dose, $150,000 unit dose.
Hmm. Yeah. And what does vitamin D3 typically cost, Dr. Sheely, for, you know, when someone wants to buy it?
Well, 100 of the 50,000 unit capsules costs about, I don't know, $30. A 2-year supply, $15 a year for one a week.
Is there any reason why a person should not take that?
Well, if you're under 140 pounds, you take it three times a month instead of
Okay. All right. And why is that? Is there a risk?
Well, there is a slight risk if you take too much of causing calcium intoxication. And the real problem with that is Americans eat four times as much calcium as the average of the country. The average of the country intakes about 200 to 250 milligrams a day of calcium. In this country, we take 1,000. And some people believe, and there's a book on the subject, that actually it's the excess calcium that causes our atherosclerosis rather than the cholesterol.
Okay. So, Dr. Shealy, I have been eating Greek yogurt because you've recommended it for years. So how much Greek yogurt should I eat? I weigh 138 pounds.
Well, I would say up to one cup a day.
Okay.
8 ounces.
All right. And would you recommend eating that multiple times per day, taking that one cup and spreading it out?
Well, no. A fourth of a cup four times a day, or half a cup twice a day, or one cup once a day.
Okay. All right. And what about washing our hands to prevent these diseases as, you know, we handle these shopping carts and shopping baskets that that other people handle? How often should we wash our hands? And you mentioned you came home and immediately, you know, you took the vitamin D3. How
well,
should we wait till we get home?
Of course, I wash my hands any opportunity I get.
Yeah,
I mean, I really
yeah.
should carry a little tiny bottle of alcohol hand wipe in my pocket, but I don't.
Okay. Well, you know, maybe it's worth, you know, if we frequent the same places with shopping carts, maybe it's worth saying to the customer service desk, you know, I've been looking all over for those sanitation wipes, those disinfectant wipes. Where y'all put them? And maybe if they don't have them, they'll say, well, actually, we don't have them. Well, do you think you might want to get them? Maybe put that suggestion into mind. When we come back, Dr. Shealy, I was thinking about the water that is served on most major airlines, and reports are, and have been for probably decades now, that it's not safe to drink or even wash your hands with the water that is served to you on the airlines. Let's talk about that. And what do you do? We'll be right back.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, I haven't flown in a long, long time, and I don't think I've ever had a glass of water while on an airplane, but there's been a study looking at the major U.S. airlines, and this investigation determined that almost all of them had lousy water quality, that you shouldn't drink the water on and airplanes, testing for E. coli and coliform.
And is that even the bottled water?
No.
Many of them do have that bottled water now.
Right, right. So I'd be very concerned about drinking water anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And I was thinking back to... Yeah.
I don't like to drink it in a restaurant because, of course, at best, it's got fluoride in it.
Mm-hmm. At best, right. And I was thinking back to my college days, and there would be, you know, parties. And where I went to school, the drinking age was 18. So there was plenty of beer on college campuses. And there'd be little parties, and people would have punch. And as a rule, I never drank any punch, because those were the days of LSD spiking and drug spiking and, you know, and the punches. And so if it wasn't in a sealed container, I wouldn't drink it. So I would have, I'd have a beer that I opened, you know, the bottle or can, yes. Or if it came out of a tap and I saw that, yes. But I wouldn't drink things that were not in an open, I mean, that were in a sealed container. If they weren't, I wouldn't have it. So I just wanted to share that with our class. That's been a policy for a long time with me. Dr. Shealy, how do you feel about that?
Well, I agree, except that the cans, of course, have aluminum.
Right.
And they are not plastic lined. I've opened a bunch of them, and I have the same one that's plastic lined inside. And the question is, do I prefer aluminum or plastic poison?
Mm-hmm. Well, if I'm not mistaken, last time I was at one of your events, you had you offered beer, but it was in a, well, heck, it was in a beer bottle.
Right.
Or out of a keg.
If I ordered it, it would be, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I wanted to share that. And here's something that's, you know, it's not medical, but it just tells about the times that we're living and how sick they are. So we've all heard the story about he and she get engaged, and he gives her this nice diamond ring, and she's really proud of it, and she's showing everybody. And then something happens before the wedding, and they call it off. Or she says, no, you know what, I'm not marrying you. And he says, okay, I'd like my ring back. And she says, oh, no, you gave it to me. That was a gift. And he said, yeah, but that's because we were going to get married, and that, you know, it was my symbol of my used-to-be love for you, and I want it back. And she says, no. Okay, so there's that story. Now, I think she should give it back. I mean, that's my opinion.
Well, mine too.
But, okay, so now there's this gal named Pam, and Pam has a fiance named Edward, and this was on the internet, this story, and they were going to get married, and they were requesting that people give them gifts. Well, they've accumulated $30,000 in gifts that they were going to use for their honeymoon, and then decided they were not going to get married. So they're taking the $30,000, and here's what. Let me see if I can read this. They're keeping the money. Here it is. Quote, hi, invitees to the wedding. After much reflection and tear-filled conversation with our closest family members, we have decided to cancel our upcoming winter wedding. We will further notify this group when we are in a better place to reschedule. We thank each and every one of you for your generous early donations to our money fund. Can you believe it? We've raised over $30,000. Unbelievable. Don't worry. The money you've donated will not be spent in vain, but will rather be used toward a honeymoon in the coming months. After we regain financial stability and hold claim in our hearts, the honeymoon will announce a new date, and we can reopen our money fund for any further gifts. Weddings are expensive.
That's what I call greedy bastards.
These guys, these hosers, are not only are they taking their money, postponing the wedding, but they want more money. I can't believe it. So I don't really want to go to any weddings. I'm seeing more and more me first millennials believing that they are owed this, and it's okay. This is all okay to take money, to ask for money, and to say, you know, look, just give us money because we want to have fun, and they're going to use this on a honeymoon. I didn't have a honeymoon. Mrs. Finelli and I never had a honeymoon. And Mrs. Finelli never received an engagement ring from me. She has one, and her engagement ring came from my mother. And her mother. So I asked Mrs. Finelli, would you rather have another room in the house that we're going to buy together? Or would you rather have an engagement ring? And she said, that's easy. So she never got an engagement ring. So this wasting money on honeymoons, to me, I'd rather put it into a house, because you can keep the house for a while. Dr. Shilley, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey,
and sharing,
always. Thanks.
It's always fun being with Dr. Norm Shilley. 417-351-5221 is the number for his clinic in Springfield, Missouri.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.